U.S. Ambassador Michael J. Adler says the calls by the U.S. government are made as part of Washington's campaign aimed at raising awareness about human trafficking.
In South Sudan, we are gravely concerned about reports of women and children being abducted, including within the context of subnational violence.
Ambassador Adler says human traffickers often take advantage of instability caused by conflict to exploit others. Dozens of women and children were recently abducted during intercommunal fighting in the Greater Pibor administrative area. Late last year, subnational violence raged in several parts of the country. Dozens of civilians were killed, thousands of others were displaced. The UN Special Rapporteur on Trafficking in Persons, Siobhan Mulally, who visited South Sudan last month, said urgent action was needed to prevent human trafficking and to protect survivors, especially women and children. Mulally also said increased attention should be focused on the risk facing children associated with armed groups. Ambassador Adler says the U.S. is equally concerned over reports of the recruitment of children who become child soldiers in South Sudan.
We renew our call for South Sudan's leaders to act with urgency to end subnational violence and to hold accountable those responsible for abductions and for all other forms of human rights violations, including child soldier recruitment.
Mulally said, as a country that hosts a high number of refugees and migrant workers, South Sudan must prioritize prevention of trafficking through increased awareness and ensuring fair working conditions. South Sudan hosts at least 340,000 refugees who have escaped conflict from neighboring Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Women and children continue to be abducted in intercommunal fighting. Last week, the UN's children agency UNICEF condemned the recent abductions of women and children, rape, sexual violence, and physical beatings inflicted upon dozens of people in the Greater Pibor administrative area. UNICEF called on all parties in South Sudan to adhere to the Convention of the Rights of the Child. Information Minister Michael Makwe was not immediately available for comment. The government has said it's working on plans to deploy unified forces to contain the subnational violence. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.